You're listening to SBS News.
Getting higher levels of vaccination against COVID-19 around the world is being jeopardised by war and unrest and national disasters. The collapse of healthcare services in Afghanistan is putting the nation at risk of much more than just COVID-19. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says he's particularly concerned about the health and well-being of Afghanistan's women and girls.
The people of Afghanistan are also facing an enormous challenge. In the midst of a pandemic, we are extremely concerned by the large displacement of people and increasing cases of diarrhea, malnutrition, high blood pressure, probable cases of COVID-19 and reproductive health complications. There is an immediate need to ensure sustained humanitarian access and continuity of health services across the country, with a focus on ensuring women and girls have access to female health workers. We're particularly concerned about the health and well-being of women and girls. We cannot backslide on 2 decades of progress.
He hasn't, however, forgotten issues in other developing nations across the world. Unequal distribution of medical supplies and resources is still the biggest obstacle.
I can honestly say that I have never seen so many emergencies happening simultaneously. This moment in history is one of extreme fragility. The humanitarian system is being pushed to its absolute limit. Last year, around this time, WHO warned about vaccine nationalism and how it would only prolong the pandemic. For the past year, we have called on countries to share doses and scale up manufacturing equitably.
The WHO wants to see global focus on mass administration of first doses. However, countries with progressive rollouts are already straying toward the third. Officials have called for a moratorium on third doses.
WHO brought together 2,000 experts from all around the world and debated the available data on boosters. What is clear is that it's critical to get first shots into arms and protect the most vulnerable before boosters are rolled out.
Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson has been criticised, with the WHO urging them to stop shipping their COVID-19 vaccine produced in South Africa to rich nations outside the African continent. Just 10 countries account for 75% of all COVID-19 vaccines administered worldwide. Low-income countries have barely vaccinated 2% of their populations. Having donated more vaccines than the rest of the world combined, United States health officials are determined to roll out booster shots to Americans. US President Joe Biden has thrown his support behind the initiative.
Now, know there's some world leaders who say America shouldn't get a third shot until other countries got their first shot. I disagree. We can take care of America and help the world at the same time. In June and July, America administered 50 million shots here in the United States. And we donated 100 million shots to other countries. That means that America has donated more vaccine to other countries than every other country in the world combined.
The plan, as outlined by Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other top health authorities, calls for booster shots 8 months after a second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine.
While we are still learning about how these vaccines perform over time and how long they will last against emerging variants, one thing is very clear. Getting vaccinated can keep you out of the hospital. Getting vaccinated can save your life. In areas with low vaccination coverage, we continue to hear far too many heartbreaking stories of people who did not get vaccinated, only then to get severe COVID-19. In these areas, the data are showing us that the more people who are in the hospital, and tragically, more people are dying of COVID-19.
Dr. Vivek Murphy, U.S. Surgeon General, says Americans need better protection against the Delta strain.
Having reviewed the most current data, it is now our clinical judgment that the time to lay out a plan for COVID-19 boosters is now. Recent data makes clear that protection against mild and moderate disease has decreased over time. This is likely due to both waning immunity and the strength of the widespread Delta variant.
The WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, is also worried about Delta, with cases rising by 4.4 million in the past week.
It definitely has increased transmissibility. We're really working with scientists around the world to understand why. But I want to emphasize that it's the circulation of the Delta variant in the context of many other factors that is really driving the transmission around the world. Many of the places around the world where Delta is surging Even in countries at a national level that have high levels of vaccination coverage, the virus, the Delta variant itself, is really circulating in areas of low level of vaccine coverage, and in the context of very limited and inconsistent use of public health and social measures.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.